Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
I'm saucy and I'm posh. I'm all about the dosh. I live in Ballinlock because I can't afford BlackRock. You can ask me for advice, but don't expect me to be nice. It's Ask Audrey. What's your problem?
Hello, it's Rosaline Chiari in Ballard Desmond. There isn't a man to be seen for 30 miles around. They're all gone off to Cheltenham in their foolish-looking caps. What kind of gowls are we complaining about the Brits with their Irish jokes and then heading over there on Paddy's weekend looking like a shower of extras from the banshees of that feckin' island? Anyway, the temporary lack of fresh meat locally has caused me to evaluate my desires, and I suppose there is no point in running away from the fact that I'm mad for the old sex. I told Berna and she gave me one of her "Is it only now you've realised" looks, followed by the news that she read an article in the Examiner about these new audio erotica apps where you listen to this one with a soothing voice telling you a filthy story. I'll have a bit of that, says I, and didn't I download it last night and hit play on a story about a delivery man who needed to use the jacks? I was getting well into it when the mother came in the back door and sat down and feck it, but I couldn't turn the thing off. Worse again, Mammy asked if I could play another one. Is this going to be a regular thing now, tell me? Rosaline Ballard Desmond.
My mother walked in on my Connor and me doing the business last week. She said, "What's going on here?" I said, "It's a game of truth or dare."
"Come here, Audrey. What's the story with going to Mayo? I watched the Banshees finish here with the old dad last night and the scenery and it was only massive. You'd have to hold your hand up and admit to parts of Mayo are nearly as nice as the average parts of County Cork." She was all over it, straight onto the phone, checking out a weekend break in Mayo. "And then I heard that langer Joe Biden's going to spend a few days there when he comes over for the old visit lake. I got to thinking them Mayo gormies will be full of it when we go up there. Be worse than listening to people in Killarney. But the old doll's adamant, as we say, and it's off to Westport for us next week on the old weekend break." Budgie was appalled when I told him and said, "You want to be proper wide to keep up with them Mayo langers? They're well into their scams." Although they pronounced them as scams because they are gone mad from talking like bagmen trying to get a few dollars out of the Yanks, like, you know. Budgie tells me it's not exactly a hive of industry up there. So, do I need to watch me back? It's my first time in Connacht. Don't you do any Blackpool?
"There's no need to prejudge. I like to take people as I find them, which is usually in a pub in Mayo swapping petting tips. Look, at least it isn't Galway."
It's getting super eco on our WhatsApp group. Douglas Road Stunners, who will never recoup our investment on solar panels, but that's not the point. Lorna _ Earth Mama said her new solar panels are so prominent that you can't miss them from the bus, and she gets off and all the passengers looking at them and thinking the person living there must be loaded. We banned Lorna for a month because why would you want to impress people on the bus? But it triggered a right spat on the group. Kiki _ Life Coach said her Ken found these Machia solar panels on the internet. They're only £100. Pop them up on the roof and everyone will think you're sound for loving polar bears. We kicked her off the group for being poor. Saving money is an absolute no-no on the Douglas Road. I don't know which end of me is up now, Audrey. I want to install the panels, but I'm terrified that people will think they're fake. Do you have any advice? Jenny, Douglas Road.
I certainly do. Get your solar panels installed by Hot Young Studs Energy. Don't ask me if the products are any good, but the two guys who installed them were shockingly hot. Hashtag pun intended.
So, it's no joke being in the top 1% in Ballintemple. I've no way of telling if a chick digs me for me, or if she likes me, because anyone in Cork worth sleeping with knows my old man owns half of Croatia. I tried to hide the old affluence by wearing a beanie and scuzzy jeans, but there's no disguising my perfect teeth or Silicon Valley demeanour. So, I've decided to soften my brand by getting a rescue dog. Is it okay to put a code on it saying rescue dog, or is that trying too hard? Ed, Ballantemple?
Don't even think about it, Ed. They'll run away faster than a Dungarvan man during a tax audit. It's not that you'd be trying too hard. Trust me, I've been stung by this in the past. The one thing I know for a fact is that a guy with a rescue dog is a no-no on the personal hygiene front.
Read Ask Audrey every Friday in the Irish Examiner.
Red FM.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.